So the meta model enables us to chunk a client down to enable us to move a client from the global abstract thinking all the way down into concrete specific detail. This can be useful in a number of scenarios. In business, every now and again, you're in a situation where you need to get some real nitty-gritty detail to be able to take action. And the person that you're wanting to get the information from is just naturally a more global abstract thinker. The meta model questions enable you to extract the information from the person you're communicating with so you have some really useful, detailed information. Every now and again in business, it is vital to get really nitty-gritty, detailed, concrete, specific information. Also in the area of sales, when handling objections, an objection that comes out of a prospective client's mouth is the surface structure. Deep within their unconscious is the real objection, which is in the deep structure. Most salespeople handle the objection at the level of the surface structure, which leaves the real deep objection unresolved. What that means is that's still there, and it will keep producing more and more and more objections at the surface level. The meta model, when a prospective client brings up an objection, we can then use the meta model questions to move them from the surface structure to the deep structure and find out what the real objection is at the deep structure level. Then using our reframing techniques, which we're going to be covering in a couple of CDs time, it enables us to reframe, to resolve, to handle the real objection, which means that once that's handled and once it's been resolved, it'll never come up ever again. In therapy and in coaching or any other kind of transformational work, the problem that the client gives you right at the start is the surface structure. It's not the deep structure of the problem. Now, we could work with the surface structure problem, and it would have that part of the problem disappear. But if the deep structure of the problem is still there, all you've really done is chop the top off. What's actually in the deep structure is still there, so it'll keep generating other examples of the same problem. So in coaching and in therapy, what we want to use the meta model questions to really hone down and really get into what is the deep structure of the problem. What is the problem really about? And then use our NLP techniques to enable the client to resolve it at that level. That means they get a significantly more fundamental shift, which in many cases goes across their entire life, rather than it being just something that was working on in the surface structure in a specific area of their life. So the meta model questions really enables us to dig down deep and get the really vital information that we want to work at the detailed level.